What are the similarities between the founders of Islam and Mormonism? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is The American Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Founder of Mormonism. It's written by regular guest Dr. Alvin Schmidt. You can purchase The American Muhammad by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. The American Muhammad, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April.
As Christians, my family and I remember the incredible sacrifice Jesus made for each and every one of us, how he took on the sins of the world and extended the gift of salvation. And we recommit ourselves to following his example here on earth.
The problem here is that who cares what his opinion is? Our opinions do not rise to the level of Christian doctrine.
Satan has always been a used car salesman. He'll always want to sell you something that cannot happen and that will not work.
Hi, this is Eric, and I'm a steel worker from Pittsburgh, PA. With some noise reduction headphones and the new iPhone app, I listen to Issues Etc. all day long.
It's a little tradition we have here at Issues Etc. We always like to do this. On the day after Christmas, we'll ask, what's your favorite Christmas hymn? On the day after Easter, it's the same question. What is your favorite Easter hymn and why? We'll be posing this question to our Issues Etc. Facebook fan page fans for quite some time now, and they're used to giving the answer. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And please include your city and state if you can answer that question at our Facebook fan page. It's Issues Etc. back live this Monday afternoon. It is the 1st of April. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. In the first hour of the program, all your answers to that question, and we'll be playing those hymns, by the way, your favorite Easter hymns, and your answer to the question, why is it your favorite Easter hymn? And then in hour two of Issues Etc., Pastor Tom Baker will join us. Jesus appears to Thomas, John chapter 20, the very famous so-called doubting Thomas passage. We'll be talking about that unbelief and then remarkable and miraculous belief on the part of the disciple Thomas in hour two of Issues Etc. Now you can join us for the next 2 hours. First, to answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc or answer that question at our Facebook fan page. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Remember, Easter isn't over. Easter Sunday is over, but the Easter season goes on for another 50 days. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, this is probably one that many people love dearly. It's one of the old standards, you might say. Thomas in Toledo, Ohio says, Jesus Christ is risen today. He's not just making an exclamation. He says that's his favorite Easter hymn. He says he always looks forward to hearing that on Easter morning. I'll hum it all week, whether it was in the worship service or not. Here it is, Jesus Christ is risen today.
Thank you.
it's not only Thomas in Toledo, Ohio, but David also says of that hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. It's the only one we didn't sing on Sunday. You know, there are a lot of Easter hymns, and that's probably why, given the service you went to, maybe it wasn't picked just for that particular Sunday. But he says it's Jesus Christ is risen today. They might have been afraid people would start skipping in the aisles. It does have a certain joyous lilt to it, doesn't it? Rhonda says it's her favorite hymn because it's the music that's in my head when I wake up Easter morning, and one of my favorite all-around hymns because it's a joyous message. Steve says, I sang that hymn as an elementary school choir member 50-plus years ago, and it still sings. I still sing it out loudly today. And then Jennifer says, it's just a happy tune, and the words say it all, that I know that my Redeemer lives. Of course, we should probably note that it's based upon a very famous resurrection passage. It also figures into our funeral services from Job chapter 49. I know that my Redeemer lives. Here's what comfort this sweet sentence gives. Let's listen to it. We're asking and answering the question, what is your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Monday afternoon, April the 1st, here on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's always nice to have a hymn like that is grounded in the Old Testament. I mean, many people think that the message of Easter is one that only comes around at the end of the Gospels. It's simply not true. The message of the resurrection, of Christ's resurrection, is all over the Old Testament, based upon that passage from the 19th chapter of Job. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. My eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart faints within me. That's a passage often read, as I said before, at funeral services, quite appropriate for both the funeral and the Easter service. I know that my Redeemer lives. Diana Wesley, Michigan says, what comfort that sweet sentence says. And Kathleen says, the trumpet Descant is thrilling, and I'm certain of knowing, I know, always gives me chills and brings tears. What about you? What's your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Monday after Easter? We're answering that question. Of course, the season of Easter goes on for another 49 days. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email and give us your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Remember to include your city and your state. We always like to know where you're listening. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or you can go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there on this Monday afternoon for you to answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Our call-in number, we are coming to you live this Monday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-I-E. When someone asks you, what do you believe as a Christian, how do you respond? Do you have a confession of faith? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. Journal titled, I Believe. You can read it by subscribing to the Issues Etc. Journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Mark Hemingway answers the question, why Lutheranism, with why not? Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. Journal, issuesetc.org.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
The faith once for all delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Well, you know, you sometimes hear from people that the liturgy itself is a barrier to reaching out with the Word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's just a bunch of baloney.
Pastor Will Whedon, on his presentation, Classical Christian Worship, at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference this summer in Collinsville, Illinois.
The liturgy itself is overwhelmingly the very Word of God by which the outreach takes place. And it is an incredibly crafted balance of stuff that stays the same and of stuff that changes. So it has stability and variety automatically built into it, and it frees up the pastor to work on proclaiming the mystery of Christ that that particular liturgy is holding up for the people on that day. I think it's a great outreach tool rather than thinking of it as something that's a barrier.
Register for the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Here in the first hour of the program on this Monday afternoon after Easter, we are answering the question. Actually, you're answering the question. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? It's a broad category because Easter encompasses all those hymns that proclaim the resurrection. But there is that narrower category of Easter hymns that fit right there in that season. All the music that you're hearing that we're playing for you in answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, comes from our library from Lutheran Public Radio. You can hear these very hymns and much more at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's sacred music for the world. It's 24/7. It's absolutely free, and it follows the course of the church here. So if you go to LutheranPublicRadio.org, you will hear the church's music for the Easter season, all through the Easter season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Now, we heard before a choral version based very tightly upon the Job 19 passage. Here is a version of that hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, that might sound more familiar to you. That's the more familiar version of I Know That My Redeemer Lives, one of your favorite Easter hymns. We're answering that question. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page and answer the question there. Please include your city and your state. Facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Jane in Iowa has one. I think we recently did this as a hymn study. Probably last year during Easter time. Jane says, "Awake my heart with gladness." It summarizes the whole of Easter very well, and that we should be glad for Jesus' resurrection. Like about that one, not only is an Easter hymn, it's also, especially that last stanza, a very good baptism hymn. Who has here shared the cross, who has here died, shall there with me be glorified. It's a great baptismal theme in that Easter hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. Carl in Biloxi, Mississippi, likes that one just fine. He says it's a photo finish tie between Awake My Heart with Gladness and this one. This joyful Eastertide. I don't know if I was picking a favorite. I actually have picked a favorite today. We'll be playing it near the end if we got time. That would probably be a very close second for me as well, this joyful Eastertide. Now, there's another one, and this is of more recent vintage, say 150 years ago. Jake in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, "He is risen" by C.F.W. Walther. He would be the first president and founder, one of the founders of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Jake in Fort Wayne says, "I think the tune is so driving it's impossible not to sing with gusto." And Bob in Midland, Texas says, "The tune keeps the words pounding in the heart and lives." That's the Easter hymn, "He's Risen" by C.F.W. Walther, one of your favorite Easter hymns. We're answering that question musically on this Monday afternoon, playing your favorite Easter hymns. And the question for you to answer as we come to you live on this 1st of April, the Monday after Easter, 1-877-623-6943. What is your favorite Easter hymn and why? This break is a great time to call. 1-877-623-6943. We'll be right back with more of your favorite Easter hymns.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri. And Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues, Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues, Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're back with you live on this Monday after Easter, the 1st of April. I'm Todd Wilkin. Little open lines. Asking the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Easter isn't over. It goes on for another 50 days, and it's a good thing to contemplate because you're going to be hearing and singing and meditating upon the words of these hymns for some time now in church. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can answer the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Isaiah listens in Iowa. He says, Christ Jesus lay in death strong bands is his favorite. Luther's lyrics are exceptional, bringing in the connection of the Lord's Supper to the resurrection. I had not heard this hymn until a year or so ago, and I think this is the case for many Lutheran Christians. It should be sung even more often. And then Matthew in Nashville, Tennessee chimes in saying, it uses the biblical events of Jesus' work for us in a compelling way with strong imagery, and it's married to a strong, memorable tune without artificial bombast or excessive appeal to emotion. Here it is, Christ Jesus lay in death-strong bands.
Holy Scripture.
That's the Luther hymn. It's Christ Jesus lay in death strong bands. Stephen in New York says, love that text. It ties the Old Testament salvation history, rich theological sacramental references, vigorous, exuberant tune. Always look forward to singing it as we feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven, quoting the hymn itself. And Kevin in Corpus Christi, Texas says, Christ lay in Jesus' death strong bands is his favorite because the hymn retells the whole story of salvation and points us to the Holy Eucharist to receive our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a hymn that no Lutheran church should ever apologize for singing on the resurrection. Those are great reasons. Thanks for listening in Corpus Christi and up in New York. Barb listens in St. Louis. Hi, Barb. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why?
Todd, my favorite Easter hymn is Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, and we opened with that yesterday at our Easter service.
All right. Thank you very much, Barb. That's, I think, a sentiment shared by others. James says that it's his favorite because the imagery connects back to Christmas with the angels singing Gloria in Excelsis as our Lord goes off to war. Now they sing the Alleluia in triumph as his victory over sin and death. letting you answer the question on this Monday after Easter. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And then, if possible, we play that favorite of your Easter hymns here on the program. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Carrie in Kenosha, Wisconsin, also likes Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. Why, she says? Probably because the first time I heard it was from a children's choir at a funeral. That's a brilliant idea, by the way. Easter hymns are completely appropriate. In fact, very fitting for Christian funerals. She said, I thought it was very fitting hymn for that occasion. The music is so powerful and joyous, like Triumph and Joy of the Risen Lord. Michael concurs. He says he likes Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, but he says they're really all great. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Andrew has an idea. He has his favorite as Christ Has Arisen, Alleluia. He says the Tanzanian music seems to capture the feeling and lightness and simultaneous power of the resurrection, and the translation uses fresh language that I appreciate. Let's hear it. This is called Christ Has Arisen, Alleluia.
Thank you.
It's another one of your choices for your favorite Easter hymn, Christ is Arisen, Alleluia. What about the rest of you? We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of your answers to the question, what is your favorite Easter hymn and why? We're coming to you live this Monday after Easter. It's April the 1st. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. You could still answer the question, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to leave your city and your state and to tell us why you're voting for the Easter hymn you're voting for. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We'll be right back.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the logo for the Issues Etc. Journal and Weekly Bulletin insert at issuesetc.org and sign up to receive the Church Bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. Issuesetc.org, look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo, and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What are the similarities between the founders of Islam and Mormonism? The Issues Etc. book of the month for April is The American Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Founder of Mormonism. It's written by regular guest Dr. Alvin Schmidt. You can purchase The American Muhammad by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. The American Muhammad, The Issues Etc. book of the month for April.
Christ Lutheran is a welcoming congregation in Rochester, Minnesota, providing traditional liturgy and hymns, word and sacraments. Call 507-289-0271. That's 507-289-0271. Or visit ChristRochester.org. Christ Lutheran Church, receiving and sharing Christ's mercy.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's the Monday after Easter. It's April the 1st. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We're answering it with the music. You're actually answering the question. We want to know why. And when you leave your answer for us at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, remember to leave your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. You can also email us right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We have a brand new Issues Etc. book of the month. It's called The American Muhammad, Joseph Smith, and the Founder of Mormonism. And it's quite true that there are many parallels between the founder of Mormonism, Joseph Smith, and the founder of Islam, Muhammad. You'll find out all about it. It's by a great Issues Etc. guest who is an authority in not only in matters Islamic, but also has done his homework. This man always does his homework very thoroughly, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, on the issue of Mormonism. It's the new Issues Etc. book of the month for April, The American Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Founder of Mormonism. Browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call. They'd be happy to send you a copy. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. book of the month for April. Eric in Van Wert, Ohio says his favorite is The Strife is O'er, The Battle Won.
Thank you.
The Strife is O'er, The Battle Won, one of your favorite Easter hymns. What's yours and why? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon after Easter Sunday, the 1st of April. By the way, we have so many votes and so many hymns to play for you. We'll be lapping over into hour two of Issues, etc. Then Pastor Tom Baker is going to join us, and we'll spend the remainder of that second hour talking about, well, Jesus appearing to his disciples, but not all of his disciples. One of them is missing, and that one who's missing is also missing faith. He does not believe until there comes Jesus to give him the gift of faith. We'll talk about doubting and believing Thomas in hour two of Issues, etc. Michael in Illinois writes about one of his favorites. He says it's called The Day of Resurrection, and he says, like so many of the great Easter hymns, this hymn reminds us that all creation, which has been groaning under the weight of sin, rejoices to see sin conquered in the person and work of Christ. This message is such great news. We and the whole creation cannot help but tell it out abroad. And unlike Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, you can sing it at any time of the church year. That's also a mark of a good hymn. And that's why I've left instructions that it is to be the processional hymn at my funeral. That's a great idea, Michael. He says, plus every time I sing this hymn, I cannot help but sing it from my toes all the way up. Let's hear it, The Day of Resurrection. Easter hymn, The Day of Resurrection. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? And on the other side of this break, in the beginning part of hour two of Issues, etc., we'll continue answering that question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? You can give us a call this break. It's a great time to call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943 to send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or answer the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Please include your city and your state. We always like to know where you're listening. And after we conclude our answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, we'll pick it up with Pastor Tom Baker talking about doubting and then believing Thomas in John chapter 20. We'll do a little Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker in hour two of Issues, etc. Folks, if you appreciate Issues, etc., please consider making a special gift during these 50 days of Easter. Now, for any size donation whatsoever, we're going to send you a CD of two of my sermons, one for the celebration, the church's celebration of the Ascension, and one for Pentecost Sunday. They're both on one CD. For any size donation, you can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a financial gift by check and send it. Well, you can make it out to Issues Etc. and then send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And please let us know if you want those sermons as a CD or in their downloadable form online. And thank you very much for your support of Issues Etc. When we come back, it's hour two, and we're going to continue answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @IssuesETC, or leave your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Solid, serious, substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The church's music from the 2nd century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The 6th century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Monday afternoon, April the 1st, the Monday after Easter Sunday in the beginning of the Easter season, picking up from last hour and continuing with the idea that Easter isn't just a day, but in fact a season. We're asking the question, getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? A little bit later, Pastor Tom Baker is going to join us. We'll be talking about doubting, then believing. Thomas teaching a Sunday school lesson. Jan in Atlanta, Georgia says her favorite is Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won. She says, I love this hymn because it states the objective truth of the gospel as it applies specifically to me. It reminds me that no matter how I feel, the object of my faith is true and trustworthy.
Thank you.
That's the Easter hymn, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won. Now, we always like to leave time at the end for my favorite Easter hymn, and this has been one of my favorites for a lot of Easters now. We've studied it here on Issues, etc. It just grows more profound to me every Easter, every time I hear it. It's simply called Joy to the Heart.
Thank you.
Well, that's been my favorite Easter hymn for a long, long time, and you can obviously see why. You know, it's interesting that the first reaction, no matter what account you read, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, the first reaction to the resurrection is not joy. It is fear, it's trembling, it's confusion, it's everything but joy. And it occurred to me that sometimes we force Easter, sometimes we force the joy. We know we're supposed to be happy, but maybe we should be left at times as bewildered as those women who went to the tomb and were all geared up to mourn. They simply didn't believe that Jesus was alive. They were ready to mourn. They were already mourning. And then they go down into the tomb that's already empty except for that angel who tells them so matter-of-factly, because it is a fact, he is risen, he is not here. And they're bewildered, they're confused, they're afraid, they flee from the tomb. They can't change gears that fast. They can't change from mourning to joy that fast. But see, the joy of Easter is not what you feel, although it can result in what you feel. The joy of Easter is a fact. Christ is alive, he is risen, and that changes everything. It even changes our mourning into real, genuine joy. When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker will join us. We'll talk about, well, someone who had that happen to him on Easter evening, Thomas. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shop.logia.org. Shop.logia.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shop.logia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shop.logia.org.
How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.